City Talk.
The Kickoff with Steve Hothersall.
Okay, Radio City Talk. Now, one of Liverpool's greatest ever has just celebrated his 65th birthday, Kenny Dalglish. And as part of the celebrations, Scottish band December have released a track called Song for Kenny. Well, joining me is Scott Patterson from the band. Hi, Scott.
Hi, Steve. Thanks for having me.
No problems at all. Tell us about the idea behind this, a song for a legendary name. That's a tough responsibility on the shoulders.
It is a bit. My brother and I grew up with Kenny as our hero from when we were around 8 or 9 years old in Scotland, and just became aware of him when he moved from Celtic to Liverpool. We've been working as a band on an album for the past 9 months, there or thereabouts, and it's a series of songs about people who have influenced or inspired us, and Kenny for us is number one. He's the kind of guy that songs should be written about, and we wanted to have a go at that. So we tried it, and we are comfortable as we can be that it's something that honours him genuinely, and it also tries to honour Liverpool as a city, the club, the fans that we love as Glaswegians and feel very close to. So it's out now. You can get the video at songforkenny.com, and the track Kenneth Matheson Dalglish is on iTunes. It's for the Marina Dalglish Appeal, I should say, and can I just a little plea from us. People stream music these days. They watch it for free on YouTube, and you can watch this video for free and you'll love it. All we're asking is help this great cause. If you like the video, spend 79p and buy the track, and you'll help Marina's appeal, a cause that's really dear to Kenny's heart, and we would be really touched by that also.
Just buy the track. I think it's definitely worth it for this one. Kenny aware? Is Kenny aware that he's got a song out about himself?
Yeah, he is. We had to make contact over a number of things. We wanted to use that iconic 1970s image, and we also wanted just to run the track past Kenny and Marina so that they would be comfortable with it. And we did that through the Marina Dalglish Appeal, and Diane there was our intermediary, and we got an email back saying that Kenny and Marina were happy for this to go forward, and Kenny signed off on us, giving us permission to use the image. So we are delighted about that. We would love to meet him at some point and say thanks personally, but for the moment, this is our way of saying you deserve this song, you deserve many songs, you deserve people to admire and try and emulate you, and thank you, and have a happy birthday.
There's not many legendary football names that should have a song written about them. I mean, there's only sort of an elite band, isn't there? But when it comes to that job and responsibility, where's the starting point on the drawing board? What on earth were you thinking, Scott?
Well, I know people will be thinking, how can a band actually, with credibility, write a song about a footballer and maintain any kind of credibility? And we understand that perspective. This song just kind of came from nowhere. The lyrics started appearing, and we had a track already, you know, recorded musically, and things just seemed to fit together. It tracks, you know, his grown up in Glasgow, his European Cup triumphs with those legendary 80s teams. It's got a reference to Hillsborough in it because that was such a huge part of everyone's lives in Liverpool. And it felt right. Others will be the judge of that. We wouldn't be putting this out unless we felt good about the song, but others would be the judge of whether it's a fitting tribute. We hope that it is. We love the man, not just because of the football, Steve. For us, I don't want to, you know, be hyperbolic or exaggerate, but this was a man who, as manager, was tested through the most difficult circumstances and yet remained a constant support to people in Liverpool, and has done that for the past 20 years since. He could have retired gracefully and had a easy life, but he didn't. And even when he wasn't involved directly with the club, he's up to his neck in charity work. He and Marina, they're trying to use their lives for good, and that continued after the football career or in any, you know, pause in that career. So we think he's someone to be emulated in. But this is about us saying thank you. For us at this stage in our lives, it feels right to be saying thank you to people who have made our lives better. That's kind of what the album's about. And Kenny Dalglish has made our lives better through his football and the joy. He brought joy into life. His playing brought joy, and the example he set in terms of how to live your life has brought joy, and you know, we love the guy, and this is what we're doing.
Clearly a lot of Scottish people love the guy. That's where you're based.
Yeah.
Do you sort of sense that that feeling, that vibe, that connection with the man himself? Is it still abundantly clear?
Yeah, Scotland loves Kenny Dalglish. See, Scotland's greatest ever footballing figure, not just footballer. And Scotland, Scotland should be standing up on his 65th birthday. That's the bottom line. There's so much goodwill and love for Kenny Dalglish north of the border. It's interesting, we were driving down to Liverpool, and they're such similar cities, you know, and the song talks about, you know, Kenny growing up in a shipbuilding town, and that's what Glasgow was. He grew up, you know, on the banks of the Clyde at the Govan Docks, and of course he then spends the rest of his life in another city that is a shipbuilding town, working class places where football is the epicentre. And the cities are so similar. I mean, Glasgow's our home, but we like to say that Liverpool is too, because it feels like it is, just through the bond that we have as Liverpool fans with the club and with the people of the club. And this little experience we're having just now, where we're able to, you know, speak to you and come down and do Liverpool TV and have contact with people in the club and with Kenny indirectly, is a total experience of joy and something that's total life-affirming that we will treasure, actually, and we're so grateful for.
OK. Scott, thank you very much indeed. We're going to play a song for Kenny. Do you want to introduce it in any way?
Yeah, just this is a song inspired by the life of Kenneth Matheson Dalglish. It's out there now on iTunes under Kenneth Matheson Dalglish for the Marina Dalglish Appeal. If you like the video, if you Google Song for Kenny, or you like the track when you hear it now, dive on iTunes, pay 79p, keep the track, honour the man. Wouldn't it be a great thing if a song called Kenneth Matheson Dalglish charted in his 65th year? Wouldn't that be a great thing?
Amazing stuff. The band's December. Have a listen.
He was brought up on the back streets of an old shipbuilding town, and he made his way to paradise and turned it all around. And 100 million stars were shining down into his life. Paisley came to Liverpool and called him to the south, and he broke heaven's heart and stole her smile and headed down. And when he came out of Glasgow, well, 100 million stars came running too.
This is Radio City Talk. Rock, sport and talk for Liverpool.